Hey, this is Wesley Ryan, and you are listening to a brand new episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. For the next 60 minutes, I'll be using my knowledge of psychology, my love of music, and some interesting life experiences as we explore the musical inspirations of one of my favorite people on the planet. If you are an avid listener of the show, you've heard me make not one, not two, maybe three, probably four. Who knows how many references I've made to Days of Our Lives over the last year. I grew up watching it with my family, and it's still one of my favorite TV shows. It also happens to be home to several of my favorite actors, many of which I've been fortunate enough to interview for The Positive Psychology of Pop Music about the music that's inspired their lives. And this week, I am so stoked to bring you my chat with none other than Chad DeMira himself, Mr. Billy Flynn. Now, as I said, I've been a fan of Days of Our Lives for a very long time. But having never met Billy Flynn prior to the day of our interview, I really didn't know what to expect. I knew he was a great actor. He's probably the only DeMira in Days of Our Lives history who's ever actually made me cry. But what would he be like as a person? Luckily, it didn't take me long at all to realize that Billy is a great guy. Not only was he super chill and fun to hang out with, but he was also willing to open up about some raw and vulnerable emotional experiences and really go there in terms of talking about music that has inspired and moved him. It ended up being one of the most honest and emotional interviews I've ever done, and it's absolutely one of my favorites. So fair warning, if you are close to a box of Kleenex, you may want to pull that right up beside you because you're probably going to need them. Please believe I teared up during the interview with Billy, and I have no doubt I'll be doing so probably more than once in the next hour. But before we get into the deep and heavy stuff, let's just have a little fun. Billy's first choice comes to us from the Talking Heads, and it's a song I never thought I'd be playing on The Positive Psychology of Pop Music.
I love Psycho Killers by the Talking Head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Psycho Killer, you know? And that was because me and my buddy used to watch him, and we watched the live video, and he came out, and he looked so, like, cracked out. Like, he was like, you saw him, and he came out, his eyes were all big, and he was just, like, doing all these, and it was hilarious.
Okay, now when you think positive psychology, you probably don't think the innermost thoughts of a serial killer. Although, with this being a show about Days of Our Lives, that's at least a little bit appropriate. But I do love the song that Billy chose for two reasons. One, I just love that he thought the Talking Heads and this song were interesting and was intrigued enough to fall in love with the pretty catchy song, let's be honest. But number two, this song serves as at least a heads up that we should probably pay attention to the songs that we're singing and what they actually mean. Now look, you're certainly free to love whatever song you like. If music inspires you, it inspires you. But it's probably a good idea to know the subject matter of a song, at least when you're in the presence of people who may not be on the same page. For example, if you don't know what TLC's Red Light Special is about, then you'd have something in common with a 12-year-old Wesley Ryan, who quickly found out after singing that song out loud and proud in church. But I digress. Look, the song you're about to hear is incredibly catchy and super fun. And sometimes that's all we need for music. So with the first of Billy Flynn's musical inspirations, here are the Talking Heads with Psycho Killer. That was the Talking Heads with Psycho Killer, the first of Billy Flynn's musical inspirations. You currently know Billy as Chad DeMira on Days of Our Lives, and very soon, you'll know him from the upcoming feature film DOA Blood River. Now, without knowing really anything about that film, I can already tell you it's a safe bet I'll enjoy it, if for nothing else, Billy Flynn's performance. I've had the pleasure to meet several of my favorite actors and actresses over the years, and every now and then you meet someone like Billy, who, when you start talking to him, makes it very clear why he's able to give such an emotional performance on screen. And that's because he's an incredibly deep and emotional guy. I'd apologize for blowing his macho cover, A, if I thought he had one, or B, if I thought he felt compelled to portray that image. I'm pretty confident Billy's confident with who he is, and his ability to talk so honestly and openly about how he feels. I know I'm impressed with that, and I suspect you will be too. Particularly as he talks about some of the music that means a lot to him and lets us all in on the reasons why.
First song, is Doris Day, You'll Never Know, which was my great grandfather's wedding song. And so she just passed, so it's really special to me. Another one that means a lot to me is Billie Holiday, which is a very old song called I'll Be Seeing You, which, same thing, kind of reminds me of her.
I have to tell you that listening to Billy say those words about the loss of his great-grandmother still moves me. But I have to add that being in the room with him and seeing the pain in his eyes was an even more emotional experience. Again, I've been so fortunate to interview some amazing artists on the positive psychology of pop music. But in 50-plus interviews, I've never connected with someone so much and really felt what they were feeling. I also felt incredibly grateful and inspired by Billy's willingness to open up about those feelings that were still clearly very raw and very painful. He could have easily spouted off 5 musical inspirations that he liked, but that didn't have any significant personal meaning for him. But he really went there and truly honored the memory of someone he clearly loved so much. For me, the 2 songs you're about to hear reflect 2 very important processes in terms of dealing with grief. In Doris Day's You'll Never Know, we get the opportunity to truly recognize and express the depths of our love for someone who may no longer be around. Sometimes when we lose someone or miss someone, it's easier to not face that. Some people, understandably, may avoid thinking or feeling anything about that person, while others actually may remember negative parts of that person to make the pain feel at least a little bit less. But this song allows us to truly acknowledge how much we cared for, and as a result, how much we'll miss someone who's no longer with us. But it's the second song Billy mentioned, Billie Holiday's I'll Be Seeing You, that can truly provide us comfort in a very difficult time. Obviously, there are many different spiritual and philosophical ways to process grief, but for many people, and for me personally, the message in this song is what it's all about. When someone physically leaves us, they've left behind so many reminders of who they were and how they've changed our lives for the better. And if we embrace our love for that person and recognize the positive impact they had on our life, we can truly see them everywhere. In places we used to go, in things we used to do, but also in every moment of our day, as we acknowledge the way they changed us for the better and live a life that honors their memory. Since losing people we love is unfortunately such a huge part of life, I suspect that many of you are currently dealing with a significant personal loss. And I hope that the 2 songs you're about to hear provide you some comfort in the same way they've done for Billy Flynn and for me. With You'll Never Know and I'll Be Seeing You, here's Doris Day and Billie Holiday.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how
much I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places.
Welcome back to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, where this week we're exploring the musical inspirations of actor Billy Flynn. We just heard a very moving tribute to Billy's late grandmother in his love for 2 very moving songs, Doris Day's You'll Never Know and Billie Holiday's I'll Be Seeing You. And I know I've already done this, but I have to thank Billy again for opening up about such a recent and painful loss. But I also have to thank him for giving us the next 2 songs on his list of musical inspirations, 2 songs that remind us that positive, fun memories about people we've lost can certainly lift our spirits in the most difficult of times, and 2 songs that I've been itching to play on the Positive Psychology of Pop Music and wasn't sure I'd ever have the chance to. They're from my favorite musical of all time, and here's what Billy had to say about his love for The Sound of Music.
Sound of Music, the very first movie I remember watching with my great-grandmother, I would sit down and I would watch Sound of Music like over and over, like 3 times in a row. Like, that's like 9 hours of movie. But the Hills Are Alive, right? The Hills Are Alive with The Sound of Music was amazing. But it was the song where all of the kids were going to bed.
Yeah.
You remember?
I do. So Long Farewell.
So Long Farewell, yeah. That song like really speaks out. So when I went, like, I used to watch it, and then like when I would say goodnight to my great grandmother, I would go, So Long farewell, you know, like, and like walk, and like, so as a kid, like, so long, farewell, like that song. But like every song that's Sound of Music is like the most important to me, but that song is really meaningful.
Watching Billy talk about his love for the Sound of Music immediately transported me back to the origins of my love for said musical. I very vividly remember being in fourth grade with Mrs. Mullins, laying in the floor with my two best friends on a recreational day where we literally were supposed to do nothing at all except play outside. For some reason, probably weather, we were all in the classroom and Mrs. Mullins had put on a movie for us to watch to be entertained enough by to not bother her. And while certainly not everyone in the class noticed the film we were watching, I was mesmerized. I'd never seen a musical before, and I absolutely loved that people were expressing their feelings in song. Music had always been my thing, but I'd never seen it unfold in someone else's personal story. So as you can imagine, The Sound of Music had a tremendous impact on my life and how I began to tie music to people's personal narratives, especially my own. And while we usually just talk about music on the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, this is a good time for us to talk about the power of all entertainment media. Music can certainly inspire people, but so can film and television. All of those art forms have in common the idea of telling a story that connects to people and that they can relate to other people through. So as much as Billy and I love The Sound of Music, I have no doubt that Billy's talent has inspired people in the same way. But let's take it all back to where both Billy and my love of musicals all began, as I try very hard not to burst out into song as I play two of my favorite tracks and two of Billy's from The Sound of Music.
The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years.
That was So Long Farewell from The Sound of Music, and we have time for one more musical inspiration from actor Billy Flynn. Now, I know what you're thinking. You had the opportunity to close the show with So Long Farewell, Wesley Ryan, and you chose not to? What's up with that? Well, I'll tell you what's up with that. As much as it can feel that way sometime, life does not end with goodbyes. It can certainly feel that way, and goodbyes are absolutely inevitable, unfortunately so. But life is just as much, if not more, about new beginnings, new loves, and people that come into your life and change everything for the better. And that, my friends, is the subject of Billy Flynn's last musical inspiration.
The next is called I Love You, literally. And the last time I was in New York, when I was with my fiance, I was staring at her and we looked at each other and this song came on and we literally cried. It's so lame. It's so lame. We cried while we looked into each other's eyes for the entirety of the song, and that's now our wedding song.
That's beautiful.
Now, as evident as Billy's pain was in talking about his recent loss, his love for his then-fiancée, now-bride, Gina Comparetto, was just as palpable. I have never, I repeat, never seen someone's face light up the way his did when he talked about this song and the moment they both realized what they meant to each other. Now, if you know me personally, you know I am an incredibly sappy, emotional individual. I mean, how could I grow up on things like Days of Our Lives and The Sound of Music and not be? Let's be honest. Sometimes those idealized romantic thought processes have gotten me into a little bit of personal trouble with some unrealistic expectations and not so smart choices on my behalf. Part of why psychology appealed to me so much was not only in understanding myself better, but also being able to break down some of those unrealistic romantic expectations I had, where I was literally waiting for Bo Brady to get on his motorcycle and crash into my life, or for my own personal beast to be transformed into a handsome prince by nothing more than the power of my love. So as I've studied psychology, I've learned what love really is composed of. And I could tell you all about pheromones, the emotional reciprocity of intimacy, and continuous decisions to commit to a bi-directional relationship. But as I'm listening to Billy Flynn talk about how much he loves his wife, all of that goes out the window. And it made me believe, once again, in that magical and beautiful type of love. Now look, I'm not disclaiming all of those psychological concepts about love I just identified. I believe wholeheartedly in every one of them. But having been in love like that at least once in my life, there is something really beautiful about all of the science in the world not really being able to quantify just how amazing that feeling can be. I love that Billy feels that way, and I love that if for the briefest of moments, he's given me hope that perhaps someday I will find that myself. But the best thing I got from that particular conversation was even more confirmation, not that I needed it, that the right song at the right moment can absolutely change your life. This song has quickly become one of my personal favorite love songs, and before I play it for you, I want to thank Billy Flynn not just for introducing me to this song, but for taking the time to chat with me about his musical inspirations. I was already a fan of Billy Flynn the actor, but I am absolutely now 100% a fan of Billy Flynn the person. Remember, you can catch him every weekday on Days of Our Lives, and keep your eyes peeled for DOA Blood River coming soon. For the positive psychology of pop music, I'm Wesley Ryan, and with I Love You, this is Band of Bees.